Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Tell you what, Jeff Quattromani, that dial-up modem sound there, that's about the speed I had to put up with them for my internet over the weekend. It was absolutely ridiculous. I did a speed test at one stage, and I was getting 0.47 megabits per second.
You might as well have used a pigeon to send your message at that point.
And do you know these sods at Telstra continue to charge, you know, more than $100 a month for this service?
That is incredible.
It's criminal.
It's not acceptable in 2020.
It's not, and they don't care less. They don't give a hoot. You see, we can't be on NBN in our area. I won't say never, but I doubt we'll ever be on NBN. So you know what they want us to do? Go to satellite.
Oh, that's not going to be amazing either, I can tell you.
No, this is right, but I was just aghast, you know. They expect to charge you top dollar, which I might add they do. I mean, my internet each month's about $80.
Wow. For that kind of service,
mate, it's disgusting, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I'm paying $80. I've got the good NBN at my place, and, you know, I pay $80 a month, but I do get 100 meg of download speed, and it's phenomenal.
Mate, I pay $80 at the beach, and I get 50 megabits per second. And they deliver 50 megabits per second, but it's with the other mob, Optus.
Yeah, look, and that's the thing. I'm happy to pay the money when I'm getting a good service, but if you're getting 0.8, that's absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, that's my whinge for the week. Oh, all right, Bree says, you mean for the hour. Yeah, okay. All right. Now, Black Friday sales, well, they're behind us. I've never received so many bloody text messages and emails from people trying to make me spend my money for Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales. They start today, and I suppose people are going to be shopping for Christmas presents. You say just make sure you read the product description carefully. The other thing I wanted to point out was these people think that, you know, customers have all this money to go around. Do you know something? I don't know whether they've worked it out, but if they're going to spend it in November, they're not going to spend it in January because they just don't have a bottomless pit.
No, exactly. And I think this is the best part about the period that we're in at the moment. This past weekend and including today with the sales being on, I'm really telling people that now's the right time to buy those Christmas presents because you're going to likely get what you want for a little bit less than what you'd be paying in a week's time or 2 weeks' time as things get closer to Christmas. But also, you're 100% correct that come the end of year sales, what are we going to do then? We're not going to go out and buy another television or another sofa or anything like that. We're purchasing now. We won't be purchasing later. But my biggest warning is stuff that I've seen a lot happening over the weekend is people buying from websites that they may have not heard of before, but they see a deal, they're falling for a lot of scams at the moment. But even more so, people aren't reading the product descriptions. There was a story this weekend of somebody who bought a couch for $40 Australian and turned out to be for a doll's house. So you do need to pay attention to product dimensions and things like that.
Absolutely. I got to say, I bought some wine on Thursday night at around about 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been meaning to buy this wine for a couple of weeks, but I finally sat down on Thursday after I got a meeting over and done with, had a positive result, so I thought I'll celebrate and I'll buy a case of wine. The reason I tell you this is, mate, I ordered this wine at about 10:30 on Thursday night. It's here today.
I love that.
It comes from Melbourne. How good is that?
I honestly love it. And you know what's been crazy? I've been also getting deliveries on the weekends. So, wow. You know, companies like Star Trek and others are working overtime to do deliveries because I got a delivery on a Sunday, and that's never happened before. So this whole craze of online ordering, it's certainly working for me.
It has, yep. You can come in, Bree. Don't worry. You can come in. Bree's going to give me the... Are you giving me the... Bree's just handing me... I've just been officially handed the afternoon quiz questions. I have. Officially, I've just been handed the afternoon quiz questions. Okay, thanks, Bree. Okay, so the warm months are here. Well, that's an understatement if you went through the weekend's weather. I mean, God, the warm months, unbelievable. If you have a split system air conditioner, there are gadgets from Tado. How do you pronounce it?
I'm saying Tado.
Tado, okay. And Sensibo. These are great, but they're only for split system operations. They're not for ducted air conditioning, are they?
Correct. Yeah. I absolutely wish that they worked with ducted systems.
Oh,
but,
me too.
Unfortunately, it's just for split units. So anything that you're using with a remote control, this can replace that. And essentially, it means that you can use your smartphone to control the air conditioner. And the biggest benefit here is that when you've left the office on a hot day, you can turn your home air conditioner on, so that way you walk into a cool household. And I think that's got to be the best thing. But there's also a lot of smarts built into these that you can set rules that if the forecast for tomorrow is 40 degrees, that the air conditioner automatically turns on earlier in the morning so that your house doesn't get too hot. And you can set a lot of rules like that, which is impressive. So even if you've lost the remote control for your air conditioner, don't go to the manufacturer and get a new one. You'll probably pay more. For around that $130 mark, this one from Sensibo and Tavu, they both look absolutely fantastic.
Do you see the day when they've got something like this for ducted air conditioning, or is it impossible to do?
Look, it's very tricky without replacing that wall panel. And I've spoken to companies like Daikin and others, and they are starting to bring out their own wall panels that they will replace for you, but it's from the manufacturer. So I think eventually we may have to call up our own air conditioning suppliers and say, look, can you upgrade my panel with something that's Wi-Fi connected? But I just don't see an aftermarket version like this one coming to market, because how do you actually remotely control it? There's no sensors on them or anything like that.
So are you telling me that if you have a Daikin ducted air conditioning system, there's a possibility that they will change the controller on your wall? Obviously, that'll cost you money. And then you'll be able to operate it like you can these units?
Yeah, completely. And that's where it's going. It's just, I don't know how much that will cost, because those panels look pretty advanced to me. It controls the entire system. So I'd be nervous about the cost. It's not going to be $130, and then you'll have some sort of installation. But there may be people doing it retrofitting, but obviously people going forward should be asking their suppliers, if they're putting ducted in today, try and find one that does have at least the technology so it's ready for it later on.
So I'm just trying to nail down this. Are Daikin doing that now, or they're talking about doing it?
They are talking about it at the moment.
It's all talk. I know you can buy something that they charge you $600, and that was a couple of years ago, so it might be even more now. It's about $600, and it goes on the head or something, and there's an app that is downloaded, and I think the best you can do is maybe turn it on and turn it off and maybe change the temperature. But that could be done a couple of years ago. But they seem to have moved very, very slowly in reference to technology, these people.
Yeah, they have. And it's a real shame, because I think more and more people are building homes with ducted as part of their home builds. And unfortunately, if you don't do it at that point, or if it's not even available at that point, then when do you do it? And do you actually go through that expense of changing it later on? I'm waiting for any company to reach out and come back to me and say that they're ready to go with a product. I'm definitely here to talk about it.
I've just put Daikin ducted aircon with app. Is that what you'd put in the search?
Yeah, that would be a fair search.
Daikin mobile controller, optional extra. Here we go. Airbase, Daikin. Put your ducted system's frequently used functions at your finger. App. Let's use your smartphone. Here we go. It's Daikin Airbase. Comfort at your fingertips.
I'm looking at that too at the moment.
Daikin Airbase, put your ducted system's frequently used functions at your fingertip with an easy-to-use app. Airbase app lets you use your smartphone or tablet to operate your air conditioning unit via your in-home Wi-Fi or remotely with an internet connection. Each ducted system requires an adapter and must be connected on the same Wi-Fi network. So, obviously, that's the adapter maybe that I've been talking about.
Could be. And I've just gone to have a look at my unit. I have an Actron.
Right.
And I'm going to their website now to see if they've got something similar. But maybe it is starting to emerge.
I'll get my wife to call, because it would be great to do.
Keep
it
me posted.
Would be great to do. Yeah. Now let's go back to. I'm using. Finally getting water. That's good. My wife's texting me messages. They're coming through. I'm going home for dinner. We're having steak and chips tonight for dinner. I thought I'd share that with you.
One of my favourite meals.
I love. What did you say, Brie? I got to give Brie a microphone. Ah, dear. She said, fancy that, you're having chips again.
You can't go wrong. Steak and chips with a glass of Shiraz.
Oh.
I'm done after that. That's
now,
good.
Now, Brie, I have to take you to task. I had no chips on the weekend. Well, I lie, I had a half a bag of chips. But I had, and it was only a small bag too, but I had no three times cooked chips on the weekend, thrice cooked chips on the weekend. So what were we talking about?
I'm hungry as it is.
We were talking about the Daikin thingamajig, weren't we? Let's move on. I'll let you know whether they do have one, because can I tell you, if they do, I'm buying it.
Oh, and then we can review it right here.
You bet, yeah. So we've talked about, now, there are days when the gadgets we connect to the internet simply fail. That's very true when you live in the country and your internet fails. For many, there was a day last week when robot vacuums, smart doorbells and cameras simply lost connectivity because a server failed overseas. What happened?
Look, this is quite funny that Amazon has a business called Web Services where they host a lot of websites and businesses for people. And we found that a whole bunch of Amazon Web Services went down. I think it was Thursday last week. And as a result, Ring doorbells, smart vacuums and things like that, if you opened up the app to actually control or view any of them, the service didn't work. So there were people saying that they couldn't vacuum their house because the robot was no longer responding. They couldn't use their Ring doorbell because the service wasn't working. So it's quite funny that with all these things that are internet connected, there's an element of convenience, but if the actual core of that system goes down or fails, everything stops working.
Well, you know, I've got the Hue lights in my house. I've got the blinds that go up and down. I've got the couple of other things. Yeah. And when the Wi-Fi doesn't work, there's no connection to the internet, you're stuffed.
I know. And look, it was the hardest part about getting smart lights in this place because we started with our lampshade, and there was the first time that my wife tried to ask Alexa turn off the lamp. When it stopped responding, she found the best way to do it, which was just pulling that plug out of the wall and the lights turned off. And it's bad because I'm trying to make this place a smart home, so it needs to work.
I've had a situation where we wanted to go to bed and all of the lights are on in the house and we had no internet. And I couldn't turn the lights off unless I went around and physically turned off all of the lights.
It's the biggest form of defeat when you have to physically turn them off.
And I must have nearly 40 bulbs throughout the house. And we're in lamps, they're in ceilings, they're out on the back deck, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And we had no internet. And I'm going, Alexa, turn off. Or actually, it's just all I do is say, Alexa, good night. And I've got a program that it turns off, you know, the coffee machine and all the lights and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, Alexa wasn't there.
Very sad.
It's a first world problem, isn't it, really?
It is. People are laughing at us both right now.
No, they're probably calling us wankers, I suppose. If the truth be known, those wankers, that's what they're talking about. Never mind. Streaming services like Netflix may be forced to invest money into Australia producing and filming content here. I noticed that Netflix have put their prices up.
Have they really?
Yep. Over the weekend, I got a message on my screen every time I logged in. It's gone from $9.99 or $9. It's gone to $10.95 or $10.99.
I can see that $10.99 for the basic, $15.99 for standard, and $20 for premium. I mean, I'm on the premium one, and I hadn't even realised myself. So,
what does premium give you over standard?
So the biggest thing that it gives me and above both plans is 4K. So if you've got a 4K TV,
no point where I live.
Oh, well, that's true too, because your stream will actually be even thicker, which means your internet will choke even more. But I've been watching the Crown, and watching that in 4K is glorious on the TV. It looks so good. So that's why I pay that extra. It's actually twice the price of basic. That's insane.
So what episode are you up to in the Crown?
I've just finished it yesterday.
Ah, you finished it, have you?
Yes.
Do you know what happens? Over the weekend, my wife and I, because I worked all day Saturday in that heat, just mopping my brow now, in that heat on Saturday, and by the time I sat down after dinner to watch an episode of The Crown, I think we probably got halfway through, and wake up and it's all over, and you go, did you see the end of that? No. So we have to sit down the next day and watch it all again. Yeah. So I think we went through the wedding, and what was after that? Oh, the one where Margaret was in trouble. The whole episode was relating to her. But I noticed today that there was something I was listening to, and it was saying you must be aware that the Crown is fiction.
I was wondering how much of it is, and also how they even know how much went on behind so much closed doors as well, because they do say a lot, they potentially expose a lot, so I have to wonder what is real and how they found out in the first place.
Well, if you do this, how much of The Crown is real or fact, and put in SMH and hit go, up comes an article that was written on the 22nd of November, and it says, "Fact or Royal Fairy Tale, How Accurate is The Crown?" And it says, "Peter Morgan, the creative genius behind The Crown, is the first to admit his writing is a right royal mix of fact and fantasy." So it goes through the whole article telling you what's fact and what's fiction when you watch The Crown.
I think it's really scary that they can produce shows like that, which do bend the truth or completely lie, because I'm watching that show laughing at just how much of a mess the royal family is, that it could potentially persuade people's votes if we wanted to go to a republic.
True. You've obviously seen the episode, Michael Fagan. It says, "What did Michael Fagan talk about with the Queen?" Now, we watched that, I think, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Despite widespread reporting at the time that the 33-year-old intruder had a 10-minute talk with the Queen, Fagan tells a different story. And so you can read all about that. I won't be a spoiler. But you can read all about it. What is fact and what is fiction?
I'll have to look at it.
I'm going to look at it and read it too, yeah. Mm. Okay. Now, we started to talk about Netflix being forced to invest money in Australia, and then I took you off on a different tangent. Tell me more.
That's okay. So it looks like the government is potentially going to enforce streaming services like Netflix or ones which are based overseas to actually produce more Australian content. And, you know, there is a standard amount. I mean, Foxtel, for example, needs to do between 10 and 5%. And they're looking at enforcing that on Netflix. And that could mean more shows filmed here, or at least more actors in Australia getting a go. But my biggest question is, do I want to see a remake of Blue Heelers or something like that come to Netflix?
You didn't like Blue Heelers?
I loved Blue Heelers. I was devastated when they killed off Lisa McKeon.
I'm sorry, I never watched an episode of it.
Oh, really?
It was. Bree obviously watched it. She said, yes, it was. It was her.
It was devastating. That was the day Australia cried.
That's a topic for another day. Australian shows you've enjoyed that could be remade in the 21st century in 2021.
Water Rats and Blue Heelers.
That Water Rats and Blue Heelers. How about A Country Practice?
A Country Practice, or what was that Kingswood show?
Kingswood Country?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Leave your money on the till.
Try and bring that back. See how.
Yeah. How about we bring back Norman Gunston?
That would be a big effort at the moment.
Well, I reckon if we could bring back, it would be a big effort, wouldn't it? But I reckon if we could bring back Norman Gunston today as he was then, it would be a big effort. But he was before his time.
That was pretty amazing.
He was funny. All right, Jeff. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you, mate. We'll catch up to you next week. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Jeff Quattromani, and that's our Tech Talk and numerous other things.